This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome, Friday Doug and Daddy Show, coming at you here right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and Kearney 1550. Our friends in Hastings, 1-888-455-3776 is the phone number you need to know, or shoot us an email at ESPN, at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Would love to hear from you. All sorts of things going on. The district track wrapped up yesterday, along with the Lopers falling in baseball yesterday.
You know what the biggest story is, though, Daddy? The biggest story? It's a nice day outside.
Whoa, beautiful, beautiful. Finally. Don't have that chill in the air at 10:30 in the morning.
When you very get nice. Up.
Isn't this Saturday?
Don't start.
Did you have a rough morning?
No, I didn't. But don't start with me.
Okay.
Anyway, Doug and Daddy Show.
Tough day for Cleveland. I mean, you wake up this morning, you go, good Lord, what are we going to do? Our season's over. I mean, we had a chance to advance on, go into the weekend on a winning note, but no. We can't complete the sweep of the Royals. No, we can't do it. They're so bad they fire their manager, and we can't beat them. It's got to be a tough day in Cleveland.
See, that's humor, and I like that, Doug. Because everybody in Cleveland has no idea the score of that baseball game yesterday. They're all puking this morning still from Game 6 last night. You said it. Vegas thought Cleveland was going to come back and win.
Well, it didn't happen. Boston moves on. They play Orlando, and it's the Lakers and Phoenix in the West. Hope there's hockey next, what is it, Thursday and Friday, because neither NBA series will be playing. Orlando and Boston have a three-day break. Both of them take three full days off in this series. After game two.
Spread it out a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Unbelievable. No, unbelievable. Coming up on the show today, we will be talking a little track. It's all district has wrapped up. We'll be talking with Ron Blaze from Shelton, whose girls have a chance maybe to win Class C in Omaha. And we'll also be catching up with Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun to preview the Preakness, which will be run tomorrow. And big-time baseball in Columbia, Missouri. Number 9, Missouri. Number 10, Nebraska. No, not in the nation. Not in the region. In the Big 12 Conference, the two cellar dwellers battle. Somebody's going to still be in the race, unless Baylor goes out and completes a sweep this weekend. But somebody's going to be in the race.
Yeah, and for you Big 12 baseball fans that are new to the area, maybe, there's only 10 teams in the Big 12, so that is the cellar. It's no Iowa State, no Colorado, so just want to clear that up.
Daddy, let's hang on the Royals thing. We talked about it yesterday. I so much as called it, but I didn't, you know, want to make you mad by saying that. And it happened yesterday. Somebody has to take the fall, and for that, you know who needs to take the fall next? The bullpen. Get rid of them. Don't send them to Omaha. Don't send them to double A, send them to minor A, single A, or just outright release. Send a message. Get rid of them. Anybody can be better than you clowns. You have cost your manager. You have cost your team because you're terrible. You're absolutely terrible. And we're going to hear a couple of Trey Hillman's comments. Boy, a long press conference, and it was that feel-good God, Dayton Moore, I love you. Trey Hillman, I love you. I love everybody here. You know, I think he wanted to come out and say nobody's ever going to win in this organization, but he did everything right and say everything right yesterday. Just 2.5 years for Trey Hillman. Well, 2 years and 35 games, it seemed a lot longer than that.
You want to know something? If you're out there and you're looking for something to do at work today and you want to look up something on the internet, go to Google and Google Moore/Hillman process. There'll pop up about 3 articles that people have done research on. They keep talking about how long this deal takes to get it turned around. I don't give a damn if there's a kid in Northwest Arkansas that can help get the AA level that we've got to have him on mom's teat for the next 3 years to bring him along. That does nothing for me as a Royals fan. I don't know how much time these guys want to give these guys. And Dayton Moore, you know, get rid of the bullpen. You're absolutely right, Doug, and we've said that earlier this year. But I'm telling you right now, this deal is just I'm looking at the 2008 Royals roster. John Bale, Jeff Fulcino. I mean, these are the Hall of Fame bullpen guys we're dealing with here. Ron Mahey, Hideo Nomo. Hideo!
Well, I think let's hear from Trey Hillman a couple of comments here. He talked about, and I don't think anybody expected them to struggle so bad this year, and that's, again, the problem. Last time I looked, earlier in the week, they were 5th in the league in batting average. Zach Greinke got his first win yesterday but had been pitching well. Soria was doing okay.
Last year, we just couldn't fill the pieces that we were missing when guys started going down. You know, we lost Getzy. I felt like that hurt us a little bit defensively. You know, we've had Alex, you know, and now he's down doing AAA, and I felt like we would sustain closer to 500. You know, if not 500, then we would be closer than we are right now. You know, that's one of the things that makes it tough on us.
That's Trey Hillman talking about some of the things that were going on. I want to continue with Trey Hillman. Cut to Derek on maybe why it didn't work, and what's he going to say?
You know, maybe I'm not pushing the right button sometimes. I'd like to think that with my history that I have in the past, so I don't know why I would be pushing so many wrong buttons if it was just a matter of pushing the right buttons. You know, sometimes a different face, a different voice is a good thing. I can look back on this experience and say that I know definitively that although in a bottom-line business with a record and only having 12 wins so far and on May the 13th, you know, that's not what you're looking for. You know, it's been deficiencies. And
Trey Hillman just trying to put on the bright face. And I don't know, everybody that goes out the door says it can work in Kansas City. It can work in Kansas City. Really?
I believe this team will be better. I think that sometimes people are really slow to understand that this is actually a process. I said this at FanFest.
Here's your process.
I can sympathize, but I can't empathize because I haven't been here. And it's, you know, I really don't know how rabid I would be as a fan if it.
Yeah, well, there it is. And Daddy, they hired Ned Yost.
Well, they brought Ned Yost into the front office of this deal a while back. I guess they were kind of preparing for this moment, apparently.
I don't know who you hire because you're not going to get a big name guy. But Ned Yost. I never heard a lot of great things about him when he was with the Brewers organization. It was more like a prison camp and it's different everywhere, but that's not what you need in Kansas City. This isn't a team of billion-dollar stars and hooligans that needs to be reined in. They need to be taught how to win. And we'll see. But most of my gut reactions on hirings for teams that I like, including Nebraska, have pretty much always been right on. And my gut feeling when they said Ned Yost was, are you kidding me?
Doug, how many moves have the Royals made whether it be picking up Guillen, Mesh was maybe an all right move, albeit for $55 million. Was he worth the money? He's had some quality starts at times, put some nice runs together. Greinke's been in the Royals organization, so you can't include him. When you're dating more and you're trying to change that mentality of just sucking your whole life. Because let's face it, it doesn't matter if you're in junior high school, you just continually suck. It doesn't matter what kind of an athlete you are. Mentally, you're just going to suck your whole life because you enjoy sucking. I mean, you can't mold. You can't go out in the backyard after your dog gets done out there and mold it to make it look something pretty. So when you're handed a turd, how are you supposed to mold that? When you get these guys in the bullpen, I'm telling you right here. I'm telling you, I'm going down the list. Here's the roster. I'm going to leave the starters out, like Brian Bain. I'm not going to include those. John Bale, Duckworth, Fulcino, Lowry, Mayhew, Muser, Newman, Hideo Nomo, Leo Nunez.
Yeah, but
Peralta, Ramirez.
We got rid of some of those guys and picked up Kyle Farnsworth twice.
Yoshihiko Kobushi, Kip Wells, Brett Tomko. Terrible. Robinson Tejeda still on. What the hell's he still on the team? This is 2 years ago's roster.
You got to wonder how come the farm system can't find somebody to get in there. You got to wonder. 888-455-ESPN. That's always the number. 888-455-3776. I think we've got another pair of Alice Cooper tickets that we're going to give away today for the concert tomorrow night. Also, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, where Chris says, oh, like Jim Hendry's process with the Cubs is any better. Lou Piniella, get his ass out of Chicago.
Well, but at least you showed signs at times, Chris. This has been a drought. The Royals have not had a winning team since what?
It's been a while.
87?
It's been a while, maybe 85. When they won the World Series. It's unbelievable. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because coming up, we're going to be talking with Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun. The Preakness goes tomorrow. Ken's Super Saver take two-thirds of the Triple Crown. We're back after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team takes on New Mexico Highlands this afternoon in round two of the NCAA baseball championships after falling to Minnesota State Mankato yesterday 6-1. A win will keep their season alive on Saturday. The Nebraska baseball team plays at Missouri this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 7, Sunday at 12 noon. You can hear Husker baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska softball team will take on Texas A&M Saturday at 11:30 in the first round of the Big 12 tournament in Oklahoma City. A win would put them into the semifinals at 5. UNK's Sarah Wissing continues her play at the NCAA Division II National Golf Championships in Mesa, Arizona. The Kearney High Boys soccer team will take on Lincoln East in the state semifinals coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock. The state soccer tournament continues through Tuesday. And don't forget, complete coverage of the state track meet next Friday and Saturday right here on ESPN Radio. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 71. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a possibility for showers or a thundershower developing with a low of 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Eddie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're going to be out and about all weekend, running around, trying to enjoy some nice weather, running the kids to baseball games and practice. You're heading out and about to graduation ceremonies all the time. Maybe you're trying to get around to golf in. Maybe you're just out shopping. Whatever it is you're doing, you're going to get hungry. The Chicken Coop is the place to be, downtown Kearney or Grand Island. Oh! You want to stop in, you want to see how your baseball team's doing. You want to see how the NBA playoffs are doing. You want to see how the golf tournament is going. College, pro, it's all there for you on their HD TVs. They're all over the wall, so that means there's not a bad seat in the house. They've got lunch specials every day. And the best thing, open 7 days a week because you're hungry 7 days a week, people. Great food and drink specials every night. And don't forget to check out the newly remodeled party room. Better than ever for all your gatherings, anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, or any meetings this summer. Contact Colin or Scott at the Chicken Coop. Check them out for lunch today or anytime this weekend. Kearney and Grand Island.
Right now, Doug, we're going to focus our attention on the 135th running of the Preakness, which goes on tomorrow in Baltimore, Pimlico Racetrack. We're pleased to be joined from the Baltimore Sun and Kevin Cowherd. Yes, a cowherd that maybe knows something.
Well, there's still a lot of debate about that, guys, but I'll give it a shot.
Kevin, in reading your article, maybe you don't have your pre-con for tomorrow.
Yeah, I tell you, well, this is, as you guys probably know, it's a very controversial ad campaign that the Preakness is running this year, this whole get your pre-con thing, and really, it's sort of split in a almost a generational way. You know, people over 30 seem to think it's pretty offensive, and everybody under the age of 30 kind of thinks it's edgy and kind of cool. But it's certainly been controversial here all week.
Kevin, to kind of explain to the fans here in Nebraska what is going on out there
In terms of the ad campaign, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's an ad campaign. It's sort of, if you guys know anything about this, and I had to research it because I'm a little older, but, you know, it's a campaign called Get Your Preak On, and it's based on a very, very, you know, the idea of a preak or a freak or anything else is sort of based on a very, an old hip-hop song from about 9 years ago, and it's very, very sexually suggestive. I won't go into it any further than that. I'll leave it up to you guys. You can research this if you want. And, of course, people have picked up on this. Enough people have written about it. So, as I say, very controversial ad campaign. But the fact of the matter is that the Preakness really, they wouldn't allow alcohol in the infield 2 years ago with the last Preakness. And their attendance in the infield really dropped. So in order to sort of get some of these young people who populated the infield back, they've resorted to a couple of beer deals. They're now letting you have unlimited beer for $20.
Woohoo!
I know. It's not exactly going to be a chapel in there, guys. And, of course, with that comes this, you know, rather edgy ad campaign called Get Your Pre-Con. So it's in my opinion, anyway, it's kind of a desperate attempt to get these young folks back that they lost last year.
Now, attendance dropped from what, about 80,000 to 35,000 when they disallowed the beer being brought in on your own. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. It was about 105,000 the year before. Then last year, attendance dropped to about 77,000, 78,000.
Well, what do you think, Kevin? You think it's going to work?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I've done a couple of columns on this, and it looks like Their sales figures are up about 25% since they started this ad campaign. So it looks like it probably is going to work. I don't think they're going to get the attendance that they had a couple of years ago when your young people were allowed to bring their own beer into the infield. Probably not going to hit those kinds of levels. But, you know, they've done a couple other things too, guys. Last year they brought ZZ Top in as the headline act for the infield, and almost everybody who was under the age of 40 thought this was a geezer rock act, and what the hell are they bringing these guys in for? So they brought in some new bands this year that are going to, that are going to attract younger bands with a younger audience. So that's going to help too. I think the whole thing with the modified beer plan plus these young rock acts and everything, I think that's going to probably get more people there this year.
Kevin Cowherd from the Baltimore Sun joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, everybody knows that Louisville and how they embrace the Kentucky Derby. Does Baltimore do the same thing at Pimlico with the Preakness?
Absolutely. It's a huge deal here, guys, and the city celebrates it. There's all sorts of activities leading up to the Preakness. The Pimlico Racecourse, where the Preakness is held, is a real aging track. Pretty dilapidated place, to be honest with you, 364 days of the year. But on Preakness Saturday, you know, they make it look nice. They slap another coat of paint on this baby and try to make it look nice. But, yes, this is a huge event. The track derives so much of its income from Preakness Saturday, and all of Baltimore looks forward to it. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Kevin, it's always the excitement is that we don't have to wait 3 weeks, just 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby instead of the break we have before the Belmont. And it's always can whoever wins the Derby win the Preakness. And I think at least this year you've got a horse that's got a chance in Super Saver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Todd Pletcher is very, very optimistic. He's the trainer for Super Saver. He's very, he seems pretty relaxed. You know, he won the Derby a couple of weeks ago, guys. That was his first Kentucky Derby. So he's coming in here relaxed. He really thinks his colt has a great chance. So do I, for that matter. Not that it means anything. So, yeah, I mean, and that's exciting, too, and that's what makes the Preakness, because you got a horse with a chance at a Triple Crown. Real big deal, and we're all looking forward to seeing that colt run, too.
Kevin, for people, if they ever make it to the Preakness, I always like to find out, if they make it to Pimlico, are there places around, a section of town around there, where people go and hang out and have a good time?
No, it's not really, guys. It's not a great neighborhood. The track itself, it's not in a terrific neighborhood, so people basically are there to watch this race, and then they head elsewhere. They might go downtown to Baltimore's Inner Harbor. We have a Little Italy section, but the up there around the track, there really are no restaurants per se. It's again kind of a shaky area, so everybody's going to head out. You know, as soon as the race is over, the place will empty.
God, sounds like a depressing last call.
Well, up there, if you guys could see it, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a depressed part of town, and there's also been a lot of crime up there. And, you know, for years people have said, maybe this great race, this second jewel of racing's Triple Crown, should move from that area. But the neighborhood actually likes having the race come in, because some of these kids, you know, get jobs, you know, trying to park cars and helping people. In the past, they used to help people bring beer and alcohol into the infield when alcohol was allowed, bring coolers and bags of ice. So the neighborhood kind of liked it because it provided a few jobs for kids and even adults on race day. But, yeah, it's definitely a depressed neighborhood, guys.
You know, Doug, not only were numbers down for this race when they dropped the alcohol and taking that in, the numbers of the handle at the track also dropped from about 12 million, about a quarter of that to 8 million? Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think the drop in the handle was as dramatic, guys. I mean, it was the attendance that everybody focused on. You know, last year when I went there, I couldn't believe it. I usually get to the race around, the race goes off a little after 6. I usually get to the track around 11 o'clock, and even at that hour, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. There was nobody there last year. I breezed into the place, and to look in the infield at Pimlico, guys, is just massive. I mean, it's huge. You know, I use the line, you could land planes out there, and it's absolutely true, and there was nobody there last year. To give you an example, normally, you get there at about 8 o'clock, you're going to see guys, just almost passed out already from celebrating. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just a hard party scene. And last year I was telling everybody I didn't see my first drunk till about 3 in the afternoon. So there was nobody there. And it was a kind of a depressing sight because it was also a kind of a dreary day. It had rained a little bit. And even the great ZZ Top, I mean, I love those guys, but I'm in that age demographic. They didn't draw anybody. So it was just, it was really a wake-up call for the Maryland Jockey Club, and that's the group that runs Pimlico and puts on the Preakness. And, you know, they're determined this year not to let that happen again, which is why, you know, that's why we're having the new ad campaign and the new beer rules, too.
Well, Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun will let you get out of here with this. Do you think we're going to have a horse that has a chance at the Triple Crown come Sunday morning? Will Super Saver get it done?
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, I like Super Saver, and I like looking at Lucky, but I think Super Saver has an excellent shot. You know, guys, they're talking a little bit. They're saying that there could be a possibility of rain. There's going to be rain today in Baltimore, possibly some strong thunder showers. Tomorrow, not expected to get heavy rain, but there might be a little bit. And if that's the case, I think Super Saver is, you know, the classic mutter. And I think his chances, you know, at victory increase if there is a little bit of a wet track. So, yeah, I think he has an excellent shot.
Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun. Kevin, we appreciate your time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And since you're in that age demographic, we got a little gruesome twosome tour going on tomorrow night in Kearney. Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie. How do you like that?
Oh, my God. You're taking me back, guys. You're taking me back. I'm going to put my tie-dyed shirt on.
Kevin, enjoy the race and enjoy the atmosphere tomorrow. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. Take care.
Kevin Coward of the Baltimore Sun here on ESPN Radio. Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. It's an entertainment factor with horse racing going on. Why do you think they're putting casinos in horse racing and in tracks across the country? It's an entertainment with the side of the horse racing going on. You say what you want, that's what's going on. And that's why when we talk to Steve Anderson and horsemen around the state of Nebraska, they want to bring slot machines in so that people, even if they're just there for that, might see a race, might bet on a couple of races. And if you don't have the people there, it's a whole different ball. That's a whole different deal there at Pimlico.
Well, he's talking about the demographic, and basically in the latest article, which Kevin Coward wrote, he said, "Have you been to the track lately? It's a bunch of old guys sipping beer and chomping on cigars while studying the daily racing form as if it were scripture."
Would he consider you old?
No.
When he's talking old, is he talking 70?
But
probably a hat and a smoke.
You know what? In the off season, I certainly am one of the strange. You know, you don't see many people our age at the track. Doug, it's really just it is a strange deal. And then they get your pre-con deal and got billboards up and radio ads playing, the whole deal. And we'll see how many people they draw to the Preakness, but it should be interesting. Go time tomorrow. You still like Super Saver, Doug, or get to that at the end of the program?
No, I don't.
He's throwing out Super Saver.
I'm not throwing him out. I want to pick Looking at Lucky, but they changed jockeys, which I thought was a little strange. And as we talked about it yesterday, not happy with the ride that he took in the Kentucky Derby. But Ken, was it Rivera? That's the jockey, Mariano's cousin, is going to be riding that horse tomorrow?
There you go. Yeah, that's exactly right. You take Gomez off of him. And a Hall of Fame, you know, rider in Gomez, and you're wondering what are they thinking? Well, they certainly think they've got a new kid in town, first ever Triple Crown ride. He will get on Looking at Lucky. So Garcia is the one that's been the regular morning exercise rider. So he's been winning a 32% clip for Baffert in California, and should maybe get a little bit more aggressive a ride.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little track with Ron Blaze at Shelton. We'll make our picks. We've got Alice Cooper tickets to give away as well. Alice, a lot of energy. A lot of energy. Had him on the show yesterday. A lot of energy for a 60-pluser.
We never asked him, but I'm pretty sure he's on Charger. It's really the number one thing that you need to talk. If you want to talk weight loss, increased energy, and burning stubborn fat, complete nutrition can give you fast results. You don't want to pack on extra pounds. You want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina. Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. You want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs. That's right. Herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products. Complete Nutrition has the best products for you at the best prices. Come see them today. They're right north of Sun Mart. Here, I'll give you the address even. 2nd Avenue, right north of Sun Mart. I don't have the address to give you. CompleteNutrition.com, 338-1FIT. Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. Check out Charger. Ask Jeff and the gang about Charger to help you get on with your day.
We'll take a break and talk a little high school sports, including a soccer update after this.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans. Good old Roundup Ready. New Roundup Ready to yield. SDS stack. And plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity. 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields. 39R29 for dryland or top irrigated ground. 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Bonnie vegetables and herbs. 4 and 5 inch pots are just $2.98 each. Plants you can eat. A great way to fill your garden and your family with juicier tomatoes, crispier carrots, zestier zucchini. Since you're growing them all yourself, you'll spend less money filling your cart this summer. Thanks to Bonnie Vegetables and Herbs, now just $2.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 71. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight there's a possibility for showers or a thundershower developing with a low of 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. You know what Friday means. The weekend is upon us, and we might actually have some good grilling weather. Maybe you're doing it for graduation. Maybe you're going to have a few more people than you thought. It's always good, and Daddy will attest to this, always good to have more food and then have leftovers than have not enough food and run out.
Maybe your neighbor's outside, and you're just getting ready to go to a concert, and you're grilling some food, and you say, hey, stupid, come over and eat.
Wow.
That's an Alice Cooper song, Derek. Yeah.
Well, Tony, Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meat says they have fresh chili cheese dogs stuffed full of real cheese and chili. You're going to love them. That's a direct line at you, and I love chili cheese, and I love hot dogs.
Stop it, Carrie.
I love brats. I love everything, pretty much, out of the smokehouse. There's some of that might be a little spicy, but you're a spicy guy.
You can't get a better wiener.
Yeah, it's fresh today. Chorizo, bratwurst, Italian sausage, all coming out of the smokehouse today. Carrying the gang at Troutman's Quality Meat, home of the Green Mountain Grill. You just throw on your steaks, you throw on your fresh ground beef that they have there for you, and you are going to be more than satisfied. All you have to do is make sure you don't mess it up. And it's pretty hard to do when you've got the grill and you've got the best meat in Tri-Cities area. They have 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, quality aged steaks, USDA certified Angus beef. It is at Troutman's Quality Meats, where they also have, of course, the nice selection of domestic and imported wines and beer to choose from. So you know, maybe mother-in-law's coming in, father-in-law's coming in. You want to make sure they're happy. You need all these different varieties of things. There it is, right there for you. Great food, beverages, Troutman's Quality Meats, open 6 days a week. Saturday, they're there for you. It's a Grill's Best Friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
Pork chops, chicken, you got to feed the mother-in-law. She doesn't want red meat without blood running out of it. Oh, here's your chicken, babe. Carrie will roll his eyes and hand it right over the counter.
Maybe ham.
There you go. Got it all, really.
He'll even cut it up for you.
Seafood. They got it all.
Oh, yesterday, a lot of talent at district track meets across the state of Nebraska, and we will continue to preview that for you. And live from Omaha next Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Burke Stadium updating what all is going on. The Class A and C portion of the meet will begin next Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon, and that's when the Shelton Bulldogs will be on hand. And Coach Ron Blaze joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. His girls came away as district champions yesterday, and I don't think, Ron, really anybody was surprised by that. But even some of the times turned in yesterday were pretty amazing, and we'll talk about the boys. They were 1 point away from second.
Morning, guys. And, things turned out pretty well for the Bulldogs yesterday.
I got to start, and we make fun of this, that there's a name that can go, or two or three family names, surnames that'll go with every town that you talk about. And a lot has been made of Callie Brannigan and what she's done for the girls' program over there. And now Kaylin is coming along. And for the folks that don't know, yesterday she ran the fastest 100 hurdles in the history of district competition in Class C in 14.6 seconds. Not just this year, not just in Class C at any time, district meet ever. And this young freshman, you've got quite the bookends there with Callie and Kaylin.
Yeah, it's fun to watch her, you know, to watch run. Normally with a hurdle event like this, you know, it's a technique, and it takes you 2-3 years before you're at that caliber, and here she is, a freshman. It's amazing.
Where is she learning all of this? I mean, is this natural God-given ability? Is it your great coaching? Is it her sister? I mean, for a freshman to be able to do that, you just don't expect that.
No, I think Kaylin's been hurdling for probably 3 or 4 years. She had a really good junior high career. And at the junior high level, she had a hurdle coach whose last name is Brannigan also. It just happens to be her dad. And she picked up the hurdling technique at a pretty early age, and she's just progressed along.
How does it help having a senior that's been around and been through this help these other girls come along?
Well, I think, you know, we've got a couple of senior girls out there, obviously with Callie and then Lexi Brandt, that are 4-year state qualifiers now, and all the experience that they have, they just kind of funnel that down to these younger gals. And, you know, we're looking at, we've got a couple of junior gals who will be making their third trips down to state, you know, three sophomores who will be making their second trips down to state. So anytime you can get that experience, you know, and these kids, they're a tight-knit group, and they share a lot of experiences, and you know, like I said, it just kind of trickles down from the seniors all the way down to the freshmen.
Ron Blaze, head track coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're doing most of your damage on the track. If I saw it right, just 2 points came from field events yesterday, and you guys ended up overall with 135 points. So you're finding other places to do it. You've been dominant in the relays for a long, long time. And you've got some girls with Vanessa Resch and Tracy Meyer, just to name a couple, that run those middle and long distances for you and were district champs yesterday.
Yeah, and wow, did we put a load on Vanessa Resch yesterday. 4 miles that girl ran, 800, 1600, 3200, and a leg on the 3200 relay, and was able to come away as a state qualifier in all four events. That's just, you know, that's quite an effort. And then, you know, Tracy, another four event qualifier, 400, 800, and then a leg on the 4x4 and the 4x8. Just, you know, solid performers. And then, When you put them on a relay, I think they give even more of an effort on the relays because they just do not want to let their teammates down.
Ron, before we go to the boys, what about the expectations in Omaha? The rumblings and the murmurs are there that these Lady Dogs could bring home a state championship.
Well, you know, you have to go down there and perform. You know, we came away last year. Last year we went down there with some high expectations, and we came away fourth. We had some instances there where we maybe didn't perform as well as what we'd hoped. The same three teams that finished ahead of us last year are going to have some strong showings: Laurel Concord, Hastings St. Cecilia, Lincoln Christian. Tri-County was right behind us. They've got a solid team again this year. That C8 district down at Sandy Creek yesterday, St. Cecilia, Sutton, Sandy Creek, they're just really tough teams. There's going to be quite a few teams in contention, and I think we're going to be one of them.
Ron, switching to the boys a little bit, you've got some younger boys, freshman, sophomore, a freshman in Luke Glenn, sophomore John Meyer and Robert Pertillo, some underclassmen doing some particularly good things to set you up for next year there.
Yeah, we young with boys, freshmen and sophomores really started to pull through for us here late in the year. John Meyer went 6'2 yesterday in the high jump. The last three meets, he's gone 5'10, 6', and now 6'2". So I think John is peaking at the right time. And then our 3200 relay, we've got a couple of freshmen on that. We put that one together just for yesterday's meet. We had not run the same personnel all year. You know, obviously the guys had run on it at one time or another, but we'd never put it all together, and we knocked off 30 seconds off of our fastest time. We ran an 8:41. So I think we can maybe do some things there. Robert Portillo, he's kind of a do-everything type of guy for us. High jumps, you know, runs the 800, run on that 4x8. He's another quality athlete.
Well, Ron, it was an outstanding meet yesterday over at Arapahoe. Your kids put up some pretty good marks, especially on the track, and I suppose that works out well for you because the field events, maybe the marks yesterday, because of the way the weather was early in the morning, didn't pop off a whole lot of kids' best efforts of the year. So I know you're probably still working on finding some more kids that can help you in the field to just continue to help the kids that are on the track.
Right. We're continually looking for talent, and hopefully we can get some kids field event wise. You know, our field events and our boys are, we're coming on there. We're doing some good things there. We just got to find a few things in the girls and, you know, kind of go back to what you said, down at Arapahoe. I got to take my hat off to, Coach Paulson down there at Arapahoe and the, you know, Arapahoe school system. That's a great facility, and they ran a fantastic meet. I've been on the jury of appeals at a lot of district meets over the years, and we didn't have a single controversy yesterday. Everything just ran smooth. And again, take your hat off to Coach Paulson and Arapahoe.
Well, that's because Braithwaite and Hatch stayed out of the way.
Ronnie, we got to quit having two heats in the 1600 girls, all right? Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go, brother. Hey, we're going to see you in Omaha, Ron. Great job with your kids, and hopefully even better marks next week.
Thanks, guys. Hey, and thanks for all the coverage this year.
You bet, Ron. Ron Blaze, Shelton track coach. He and all of our guests are fed by the fine folks at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. That's next to Walmart with the King's Cafe, free Wi-Fi, and high-def TV. And the huge indoor playground for the kids is at the 8th Street and 3rd Avenue location near Kearney Cinema. Also, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, Burger King here for you.
Doug, just to mention a couple of their names from Shelton, John Meyer and Dave Mueller, both a sophomore and a freshman. John Meyer, a sophomore, both doing some great things. Young kids going to set their mark in a couple years here for the Bulldogs.
Let's go ahead and kind of recap what happened in districts yesterday. And again, not always do the team point race translate into what's going to happen at state, because it's all about how those individuals and can do at Omaha. But in Class A yesterday, the Grand Island boys were the runner-up in the District 1 meet at North Platte by 12 points to Fremont. Grand Island girls scored 55, and that put them in sixth place yesterday. In the A2, Kearney boys won it with 199 points. Well, your North Star 126. Kearney, I think, is the favorite to win state, Daddy.
Yeah, you know, you look at the points they put up. And it's not all district titles, but they find ways to place kids, and you know he's famous for it. You like those 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th place points.
Girls' race was very close. Papillion-La Vista South won it with 106. Lincoln North Star, 89. Omaha Marion, 84. Kearney, 83. Millard North, 81 and a half in the girls' team race yesterday. The top three were the same in the Class B5 race over at Lexington. Aurora, Lexington, and Northwest, 1-2-3 in the girls and boys. The Hastings boys finished in 4th. Girls were 11th. C7 at Burwell. The Ord girls, followed by Centura and Central Catholic. Burwell boys, followed by Ord and Ravenna, all scoring over 100 points. That was very close. Central Catholic right behind with 95. Hastings, St. Cecilia swept the C8 at Sandy Creek. The Elm Creek boys won over at Arapahoe yesterday with the Shelton girls. The D7 at Wilcox held with Giltner boys. Wilcox held with girls were winners. Ansley girls, Sergeant boys captured the title at the D8 at Loop City, and in the the D9 at Benkelman. That's right, people. Girls team winner and the boys team winner both had Bertrand on there.
Yes!
There you go. We have got one set of Alice Cooper Rob Zombie tickets left for tomorrow night, Viero Event Center, 7:45. Here it is, folks. We've been all over the board, so hopefully you know this. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number to call. If you've not won Rob Zombie tickets so far this week from the Doug and Daddy Show, here's your chance. How many consecutive years have the Kearney boys won district track? How many consecutive years have the Kearney boys won district track? We will be back with more right after this.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. To find the best service, contractor, plumber, roofer, doctor, I'd like to recommend Angie's List. It's a word-of-mouth network of more than 1 million consumers and their real-life experiences. It makes it easy to find reliable, trustworthy, high-quality contractors and doctors. I signed up for Angie's List. I love it. It's a trusted resource now. You need to sign up for Angie's List at angieslist.com. You can find ratings and real customer reviews in more than 500 business categories. Angie's List doesn't accept anonymous reviews. Companies can't report on themselves or their competition. It's money. I rely on it. You should too. Sign up today. Use the promo code Colin. Get 20% off of any Angie's List membership plan. Go to angieslist.com, enter the promo code Colin, or call 1-888-888-5478. 1-888-888-5478 and mention Colin. AngiesList.com, promo code Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 71. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a possibility for showers or a thunder shower developing with a low of 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
The phone lines are lighting up for the Alice Cooper concert and Rob Zombie. We've been playing a lot of Alice, just no Rob. A lot of Alice, but that's okay, because Alice was on the show yesterday. If you missed our interview with Alice Cooper, go to the Dent Popper, or go to the ESPN Superstation website to our podcast. You can catch all our interviews, including that with Alice Cooper yesterday. It's brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Check them out this weekend and enjoy some fine times there. A lot of guesses. I'm going by what Roger Matheson, the track coach at Kearney High, has told me. How many consecutive district track meets has Kearney High won?
It's higher than 18, people, so don't call in with four. That's
12, yep. I mean, it's just buzzing off. It is higher than 18. higher than 18. How many consecutive boys district track meets? Congratulations to the Lexington boys. They went to overtime. Then they went to a shootout. Then they went to a sudden death shootout. And the Lexington boys have defeated Omaha Scott in that shootout 4-3 to win the game 2-1. And the Minutemen have finally been able to get out of the first round and advance to the Class B boys semifinal against the winner of the Lincoln Pius X Waverly match. It'll be Pius. They're 13-1. Waverly's 8-7. Pius is the top seed. No matter what, Lexington plays tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, in Omaha, and the Kearney boys, who won 2-1 yesterday, Josh Coble, 2 second-half goals after we signed off the air, they win it, and they beat Lincoln Southwest, and now they'll play unbeaten top-ranked Lincoln East tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The Hastings boys still have their first-round game to go. They are the final first-round game in all of the state tournament. They will play Lincoln Lutheran, 12-5, 6-seed Hastings against 10-4, 3rd-seed Lincoln Lutheran. I think the Hastings boys got a chance there, boys, and that's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We do have a winner.
Yeah, we got a winner. Doug from Kearney. He's got 2 tickets.
No.
Yeah.
He got it?
He got it.
Somebody got it?
Somebody got
22?
It. 22? 22. We had 23, 24, 20, 18, 19, and finally somebody got 22.
Well, there you go. Congratulations and congratulations to all the folks who won tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow night, 7:45. Well, the Lopers lost yesterday, Daddy, 6-1. They had a game-changing error in the seventh inning. Actually, it was 2 errors on 1 play that led to 2 runs, 3-1. And it sounded like, in talking with Peter Yazvak, that it just kind of took the air out of their sails, and they didn't score in the top of the eighth. And then Minnesota State got 3 more there in the bottom half, and they win it 6-1. Lushen struck out 8, walked 1, had a great game. Also for the Lopers yesterday, they hit the ball. Patrick Oliver had 3 hits. A couple of guys had 2 hits apiece in the ball game yesterday. And so they are just about ready to get underway today against New Mexico Highlands. Because Highlands went in as the number 1 seed and got rolled yesterday, 11-2. But Mesa State at least won, so it wasn't a clean sweep for the Northern Sun. Mesa State won 12-8. So, Highlands and UNK playing at noon. We will have updates throughout the afternoon here on ESPN Radio because as a sports station, that's what we do. At 4, St. Cloud State will play Winona State. And at 8, Minnesota State will take on Mesa State. Now, UNK wins. They play again tomorrow. But it all depends on how today's games play out, when and who they would be playing. GPAC Baseball. All conference announced yesterday. Hastings, that slow start to the year, I think, kind of cost him. But Jeff Hobbs, the only first-teamer, the catcher, along with pitcher A.J. Clark, second team, both make the gold glove team, though. First team, so pretty solid cool. There for those teams. And then honorable mention goes to your boy Kirby Wells, Mac Land, Dan Nealon, and John Rivera.
Boy, Kirby.
Not so well. Sarah Wissing played so well for the Lopers in the regional. It's just not going so well at Mesa. She's tied for 56th out of 70 kids. Shot an 85 yesterday. Rough
she
start.
She shot those scores all year.
That's
she?
A tougher course. UNK's.
No excuse, sir.
UNK's Andy Meyer stepping down after 13 years in every capacity here. A 9-time RMAC Coach of the Year. The last couple years, he's been co-head coach with Brady Bonzo. I think we could see this coming. That's why Brady was elevated to this position. Andy from still at Superior, big farming operation. His kids are getting up there where he wants to watch them do as much. And I'm sure if they need help, Andy will be there to help. But I'll tell you what.
Talk about a guy that's done a lot for a program.
Oh, exactly. I say you can say what you want about everybody.
Underappreciated. You just, UNK, especially the throwers. Oh, how much they owe to him and what he's been able to do is pretty amazing.
UNK men's basketball co-head coaches Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton have announced a couple of recruits. Their first recruits for the 2010 season, Tim Billingsley out of Parker, Colorado, averaged 14.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, couple of steals, was named MVP of the show, an all-star game for Colorado's top seniors. And let's see, he was their Centennial League Player of the Year. Also, Mike Detlinger of Omaha, a Millard North graduate. He averaged 21 points and nearly 12 rebounds a game, earning second-team All-Nebraska honors this past season. So there
cool.
You go. The Lopers will have 5 of their top 6 scorers returning next season. Aaron Buzos, and I hope I got the name right, he is the latest commit for Nebraska, but reading the story, I've got to wonder how. Just circle this one right now. Aaron Buzos, will he ever sign at the University of Nebraska? Defensive back, 185-pounder out of California. Even his coach says, I just really sent out highlight tapes a couple of weeks ago, and now everybody's interested. Really, it was Wyoming and New Mexico State that had offered, but UCLA, Michigan, Notre Dame were hot on his heels. He is committed to Nebraska. We'll see.
Well, yeah, wait and see. That's all you can do, that.
Last year, I was honored to be named the Nebraska Coaches Association Media Person of the Year, and this year I am equally honored to congratulate John Smith, a guy that I have known forever, who has covered sports not only in the Greeley-Walbach area, but I guess it's one of those things. It's like Dan Moore's everywhere, John Smith's everywhere. Been doing it for years. Congratulations to him and another buddy of mine, Randy Brown, out at Sydney's KSID. They are the co-winners of the Media Award this year. A lot of awards that we'll talk more about as the week progresses. Jeff Rowan of Lexington is receiving the Jim Farrand Award. Rob Kober of Hastings St. Cecilia is receiving the Jim Farrand Award as well. So congratulations to them as the banquet comes up just before the coaches' clinic at the end of July. To the Dead Popper inbox, Greg from Roseland says, quote, a sure sign of insanity is repeating the same behavior and expecting a different outcome, end quote, author unknown. Royals baseball fever. It's about 98.6, which is normal, Daddy. That's not.
Right there.
All right. I'm taking a look at Lucky.
Oh.
Yeah, good job.
I'm going to take Coricatado. And, the horse that had as much trouble as Looking at Lucky did in the Santa Anita Derby is actually tucked in behind Looking at Lucky. Ran the same number as Looking at Lucky in your racing, in your buyer figures, I believe. So there's a little point of interest for you.
All right. Before we send you on out of here, don't forget Godfather's is open at their new location in Kearney, North 2nd and 42nd Street. That is in the Archway Plaza. Game area, which dominated Daddy earlier this week in the Crane game, but obviously the highlight is the new lunch buffet, served from 11 until 2 every day, 7 days a week. It's only $6.50 and includes a salad bar and monkey bread. Godfather's in Kearney. Dine in or for delivery, 234-9444. They've got full catering services. 140 people can sit in their facility there. They've also got rooms for private parties. They're open 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday. Delivery every day during store hours. 234-9444, the new Godfathers in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. We want to thank our guests on today's Doug and Daddy Show, Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun, to talk about what's going on and off the track in Baltimore with the Preakness Stakes coming up tomorrow. Also want to thank Ron Blaze, the head track coach, going on at Shelton, where they have done some great things. Congratulations to all those athletes. We will keep you up to date as best we can throughout the weekend on what's going on with everything from track to soccer. Plus, Boys District Golf is next Monday and Tuesday across the state of Nebraska. State track is next week. State soccer will be wrapped up by Tuesday, and we wish everybody the best of luck. Coming up Monday, among our guests, Hastings College Athletic Director Fran Hummel. They won the GPAC All-Sports Trophy once again, and, of course, he's retiring. He was named the Athletic Director of the Year of the conference. He will be among our guests on Monday's show.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you then. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Go Coricatado. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460-1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!